Welcome to WhiskeyCast, featuring news and interviews from the world of whiskey. I'm Mark Gillespie, and this is episode number 13, appropriately enough, on Friday the 13th of January. This time around, I'd like to have a little bit of fun. If you've frequented the message boards on Whiskey Magazine's website, and if you haven't, you really should be, you may have noticed the mild amount of grief I've taken for butchering the names of certain distilleries and cities in the last few episodes. I'll have more on that in a moment, but first, a quick news update. England is getting its second whiskey distillery, and you'll notice I said England, not Scotland or Wales. James and Andrew Nelstrup have received the green light from local officials to build a distillery near Norfolk. They're hoping to have the Norfolk Whiskey Company open by this fall, with the first batch on sale in about 4 years. The only other distillery in England proper is located in Cornwall. Whiskey sales in South Korea ended a 2-year slump in 2005. Industry sources told the Junong Daily that sales rose just under 2% for the year. Sales of older premium whiskeys were up 3%, but sales of so-called standard whiskeys fell 37%. On the event calendar, next weekend will be the inaugural Victoria Whiskey Festival in British Columbia. Organizer Lawrence Graham has put together a busy schedule.
We've turned it into a weekend, and we're doing a Jim Murray tasting on the Friday night for about 70 people. And Jim will be going through a lineup of whiskeys from around the world, which is fitting because the Victoria Whiskey Festival is a whiskey festival, not a scotch festival. And then on Saturday afternoon, we're running a series of 8 masterclasses, where limited to about 25 people per class, and the distiller has a chance, or the agent has a chance to sit down, have everybody sit down in a controlled environment and talk to them about their product. And then in the evening, we're having a media event. And then after the media event, we're having the consumer tasting.
Jim Murray will be in Vancouver a couple of days later on Tuesday the 24th for a master class at the Architectural Institute of British Columbia's A Scotch Experience fundraiser. Of course, the 25th is Burns Night, honoring the legendary Robert Burns. If you're in Berlin, Club Viva Nova will hold a single malt tasting on Burns Night at the Grand Hyatt Berlin. And the first weekend of February features the Munich Whiskey Festival and the Lindoris Whiskey Society's Whiskey Fest 2006 in Oostende, Belgium. John Hansel of Malt Advocate holds his first whiskey tasting of the year at Monk's Cafe in Philadelphia on the 7th. Whiskey Magazine's Whiskey Live Tokyo is February 12th. And get ready, because here's where I keep getting into trouble. The Whiskey Festival Noord-Nederland is that weekend in Groningen, the Netherlands. That brings me to the focus of this episode. I've never been to the Netherlands, don't speak the language, and tried to get the name of this city correct. First, I tried Groningen. After a few suggestions, I tried Groningen in the last episode. More suggestions. The one that was really helpful, the second G is like singer, not finger. That was helpful. Now, how about it this time? Groningen. If I get it wrong this time, I want someone from the Netherlands who can pronounce it correctly to email me your phone number. I'll let you say it next time. The problem isn't just confined to the Netherlands. I got Glengarry right last time, but screwed up Bowmore. I pronounced it Bowmore instead of the proper Bowmore. And a few weeks ago I got Glenmurray right, but mispronounced the name of the town as Elgin instead of the proper Elgin. It seems like there are 56 different ways to pronounce everything in Scotland, and that's just in English. I won't even talk about Gaelic. In the U.S., we tend to emphasize the first syllable of a word. In Scotland, the last syllable seems to get the emphasis, as in Bowmore, Dalmore, and Glenlossy. Now, you'd think a distillery that's spelled A-U-C-H-R-O-I-S-K would be pronounced Achroisk, but it's Othrusk, according to the pronunciation guide in David Wishart's excellent book, Whiskey Classified. But even he may have made a mistake. In his book, it's Balvenie, but the distillery's website says it's Balvenie. Finally, let's look at F-I-D-D-I-C-H. In Speyside, it's Glenfiddich. But if you're on Isla, it's Brookladdie. Give Jim McEwen's gang on the island credit, though. The Brookladdie website is the only one I've seen where you can get the correct pronunciation on an MP3 file.
Brookladdie.
I'll keep trying, and feel free to keep correcting me when I make a mistake. My email address is comments@whiskeycast.com. Finally, there's a success story to report. If you saw the WhiskeyCast website this past week, you saw Don Callan's request for help with the history of a whiskey-soaked shipwreck on Lake Erie back in 1922. She wanted the information for the liner notes of her band's new CD, which includes a song about the shipwreck. WhiskeyCast listener Jeff Vita came to the rescue. He found not only the history of that shipwreck, but an image of the label from one of the whiskeys that was on the ship. Great work, Jeff. That's all for this edition of WhiskeyCast. WhiskeyCast is a production of MG Media, copyright 2006, and comes to you from the charming, yet regrettably dry town of Haddonfield, New Jersey. I'm Mark Gillespie, reminding you that when you drink, please drink responsibly. Thanks for listening.